Blog Talk Radio.
To the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say a big thank you for you taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, August 21st, 2023. This week in St. Louis is an oven. That's the best way I can describe the weather. It must be something like the last hurrah of summer before the seasons begin to change. It is going to be 100-plus degrees most of the week, up until about Friday, 101, 102, and the humidity is skyrocketing. Let me tell you, I have to work on my part-time job a few minutes every day outside, and so I need to be liquidated and to keep myself as cool as possible. Today on the Cross in the Desert, I want to explore corruption and appeasement. And I'm speaking of the Biden administration, who this administration is following in the footsteps of the Obama administration back in 2015 when they made a special deal with the mullahs of Iran, an Iranian nuclear deal. And that began the process of appeasement. A few months later, billions of dollars of sanction relief money was paid to the mullahs, which they used to further their terrorism around the world. That was in 2015. Here in 2023, then Vice President Biden, who is now president, I don't know how it's possible, has done the very same thing. It's called paying off the mullahs in exchange for the freedom and release of some American hostages. Remember back in 1979? Remember the hostage crisis in Tehran when Carter was president? The mullahs have been playing this game for decades. And they know exactly what to do to get to our pocketbook. I want to start out the broadcast today with a special report from a really brilliant journalist. She's a lady. Her name is Emily Schneider. She's from the United States, lived in L.A., but she's in Israel reporting on the news and the happenings in Israel. And she has about a two-minute special report which will kind of diagram out what the Biden administration is doing in their latest payoff to the mullahs. Let's listen.
The U.S. has just reached a deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran to release five U.S. hostages in exchange for the release of $6 billion and the release of Iranians imprisoned by the U.S. The money will be used exclusively for food, medicine, and other humanitarian purposes because we really believe that. And according to the deal, it is Qatar's bank which will ensure this. Qatar, which commits gross human rights violations and harbors terrorists, is going to ensure that the Islamic Republic spends this $6 billion on humanitarian issues. Does anyone actually believe that a regime that gassed little girls is going to abide by this? These prisoner exchange deals are literally encouraging the regime to kidnap U.S. citizens as a tool to fund their terrorist activities. And by the way, $6 billion is more than Iran's entire military budget in 2021. But don't take it from me, the regime itself admits that hostage-taking of Americans is a tool to get cash. This is what former IRGC commander Hassan Abbasi said himself. This isn't diplomacy, it's a hostage-taking business. Stop the hostage-for-cash policy. Start holding this regime accountable. Enforce sanctions, cut off diplomatic relations, even revoke recognition of this regime. The global community must have a zero-tolerance approach to the Islamic Republic because the only language they understand is force.
That is great reporting from journalist Emily Schneider. Emily from Tel Aviv is on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. She has a tremendous talent, I guess you could use that word, for really putting together the happenings, especially standing up for Israel against a world of anti-Semitism. And, of course, to appease this regime is the most sinful, ridiculous, naive thing to do in the world. What I want to do on the program today is I want to read an article from my dear Iranian friend, Marzia Amirzadeh. She has been a guest here on The Cross in the Desert several times, and just recently, last week, she published an article through Town Hall Media about this hostage crisis going on in Iran, as you heard from Emily, and she talks in depth and in detail the absurdity, the appeasement of the Biden administration paying off the mullahs. Now, Marzia, if you're not familiar with her, was with her best friend Miriam in Evin prison in 2009. They were both on death row for distributing Bibles in Tehran, and through a miracle of God, they were released several months later. Since then, of course, they've become U.S. citizens and gone on with their lives. Marzia is very involved in the political arena, and she recently made a trip to Israel and did several interviews, but she is an author, Captive in Iran, and her book, My Love Journey with God. She is an amazingly brilliant Iranian-American who knows how to stand up for our freedoms. And I want to read this piece that was just published in Town Hall Media called The Iranian Regime is Laughing All the Way to the Bank. And I want you to hear Marzia writing this article and telling us exactly in her own words what she feels about as a citizen and how she's responding to this appeasement doctrine. This is Marzia. My heart sank when I read out of an impending deal to pay the evil Islamist Iranian regime several billion dollars or more in ransom to free American hostages held in Iran. Taking American and other hostages is not new for the Islamic regime. They keep doing it because it works. It's profitable, and the West caves into their demands. This has to stop. As an Iranian-born American citizen, I can raise my voice without consequence. I especially admire the brave Iranians who are raising their voices publicly against this deal, which millions of Iranians call Iran ransom deal. In 2009, when President Obama betrayed the Iranian people's best chance to take back their country from the Ayatollahs, I was in prison, arrested, sentenced to death by hanging, simply because of my faith in Jesus. What these brave Iranians are doing today is putting themselves in the crosshairs of the regime, which will have no problem arresting and murdering protesters by the hundreds or thousands, just as they did during the 2009 Green Revolution. In 2009, when I was in prison facing death by hanging, I witnessed the horrible consequence of Obama's betrayal. I witnessed how thousands were arrested, tortured, and murdered because of Obama's retreat. Reports that anywhere from 6 to 23 billion will be paid in ransom to the Islamic regime in Iran today. And that's not diplomacy, it's appeasement. With the new / Iran ransom deal, # the Biden administration is repeating Obama's same mistakes from 2009, treacherously sending billions of dollars to this criminal regime. Reports say that the money will be for specific humanitarian projects and that there will be oversight. But that is beyond foolish. All money is fungible. The Iranian people know it. They know they will not only be the beneficiaries of it, they will not be the beneficiaries of it, but that sending billions of dollars to the Islamic regime will only strengthen it and punish the Iranian people who are starving for freedom. Where Obama failed the Iranians once, Biden is making future failure U.S. policy. Would any police officer anywhere in the world finding a drunk driver on the side of the road who has run out of gas go to the nearest gas station and bring back 5 gallons of gas to help the drunk driver get back on his way on the road? That's ridiculous. The Biden plan to ransom American citizens held hostage embodies this ridiculousness on steroids. Iranians know what's happening. The Biden administration has sought from day one to make a deal with Iran at any cost. Ransoming hostages is a way to circumvent sanctions that should be strengthened. All this is happening in parallel to the Biden administration still trying to make a deal. The # Iran ransom deal will release billions even without a deal. As much as the Iranian people feel sold out again, the Iranian regime is laughing all the way to the bank. They see a weak U.S. president and his policies, and they know that taking hostages is just one form of extortion to achieve their goals. The Iranian people are calling the U.S. President Ayatollah Biden shamefully complicit with their own evil Ayatollahs. Iranian leaders joke about this publicly. There was a video. Former IRGC Commander Hassan Abbasi mocking American and saying that they could get as much money as they want by taking more Americans hostage. He admits that hostage taking is a way to work around sanctions. He laughed, saying all they need to do is take 10 to 20 Americans at sea and demand $1 billion to release each one. Since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, hostage taking is just a business to these criminals. If baseball is Americans' pastime, under the Ayatollahs, hostage-taking and terrorism are theirs. Terror and hostage-taking are the real Iranian currency. It's not the real. Americans could turn a blind eye and think, it's just in Iran. It's not our problem, but it is. Iran's evil Islamist and expansionist intentions threaten the whole world. We see that now in Ukraine, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Israel, Turkey, and more. Because hostage-taking works, in addition to putting Iranian lives at risk, the # Iran ransom deal will also put many Americans at risk, vulnerable to being kidnapped anywhere in the world. Of course, Marzia writes, I feel sympathy for the hostages and their families. I know what Iran's most notorious prison is like. I experienced the torture and lies. There is no justice. It is painful for the prisoners and their families. I do not diminish any of that. But releasing billions to the Ayatollahs will put many more lives at risk in Iran and, of course, around the world. The # Iran ransom deal will empower the Iranian evil regime to take more hostages whenever they just want more money. The blood of thousands of people will be on the hands of those behind this deal. And as much as I have sympathy for the hostages and their families, anyone should know better. Iran is not a land for tourism. It is the land of terrorism, torture, execution, and, of course, hostage taking. Anyone who goes there knows they're putting themselves at risk. They should not reasonably expect to be ransomed as part of that deal that will put thousands more at risk. Having lived on death row in Iran's notorious Evin prison, I can say with clarity that as horrible as that was, if I were in prison now and the U.S. government wanted to swap me at the cost of risking even the life of one innocent person, I would rather stay the rest of my life in prison. It's especially horrible that this deal is happening just before the first anniversary of Mahsa Amini's murder on September 16th, 2022. This is an insult to Iranians who paid a huge price fighting for their freedom. The hashtag Iran ransom deal is an unwelcome present a year after Mahsa Amini's murder, a year after thousands of Iranians have been arrested, tortured, and murdered just for expressing their desire for freedom. It mocks all the brave Iranians who fought and still are fighting for their freedom. The hashtag Iran ransom deal is spitting in the face of all Iranians who are fighting against this brutal regime. Everyone knows that providing the evil Islamic regime will not use the money for humanitarian purposes, but for killing more Iranians, funding global terrorism, sending more missiles to kill Ukrainians, and helping the regime to expand its nuclear abilities. Only a fool for humanitarian purposes. Iran's evil Islamic regime only seeks death and destruction. Let's not empower the evil, but stand together to cut off the evil at its head. I have witnessed countless injustices in Iran, torture, human rights violations, religious persecution, and rampant misogyny. My captors said all that I had to do to be released was renounce my faith. Some of my friends in prison called me crazy for risking my life and my freedom by not doing so. I learned several things from this. First, under no circumstances should anyone ever bow down to these savage people who hijacked Iran's freedom or forced tens of millions of Iranians to live under the heel of an extremist, intolerant Islam. True freedom existed when I was behind bars because no one could take away my faith. I wanted them to see that I was free even though my body was in prison. I learned that we must always stand firm against these evil people. And I learned that if I ever wanted to make a deal, the evil Islamic regime can never be trusted. Now I see the U.S. government leading and funding a retreat rather than being a true leader among all countries, abdicating the responsibility to stand with persecuted Iranians and Christians in specific, or protecting human rights. The Biden administration has made the U.S. look weak in the eyes of the world for its misguided and naive policy vis-a-vis Iran. The evil of Iran must be defeated, not enabled. May God save America and all Americans from the incompetent policies they keep Iran from being free and putting Iranians and millions of others worldwide at greater risk. The Iran ransom deal must be stopped. It's just a powerful plea, a powerful article. Marzia Amirzadeh is an Iranian-American who immigrated to the U.S. after being sentenced to death in Iran for the crime of converting to Christianity. She endured months of mental and physical hardships and intense interrogation. She is the author of two books, the latest, A Love Journey with God, a public speaker and activist for religious freedoms. She has shared her inspiring stories throughout the United States and around the world to bring awareness about the ongoing human rights violations and persecution of women and religious minorities in Iran. As I mentioned, Marzia has been a guest on my program several times. And just interviewing her, even though I've never personally met her yet, just listening to her explain what goes on in Iran and how she empathizes with the friends and family that are still suffering there, you can feel such a passion and such a depth of love. And what a committed American patriot Marzia is. I know she takes no in having to stand up and to criticize this government, but she is so right on target. She is so right about what this government is doing to sell us out to China and to the rest of the world. And Marzia, once again, I want to say a big thank you for allowing me the privilege to read your article on Town Hall. Town Hall is a major political internet website that features some of the best writers all over the world. I read this, and I want you to hear the passion and the love Marzia has for her country. Now, she can do this. She can write and speak out without consequence. She is a free American, Iranian-American living here. If she had dared done that in Iran, she would be in prison along with Niloufar and the other journalists who dared to speak out in defense of Mahsa Amini's death and expose it to the rest of the world. If it wasn't for Niloufar, we would have never known what happened to Mahsa Amini. And here is another great journalist, Marzia Amirzadeh. I want to thank you, Marzia, for this powerful article. And what we can do is to stand with Marzia and all Iranian Americans and demand that these kinds of hostage-taking appeasement things don't happen again. We are empowering a very evil regime with this money, and they certainly are not going to use it for humanitarian purposes. I want to end the broadcast today on a beautiful element of worship. This is Elevation Worship and Trust in God. Let's listen. of worship, from elevation worship, trust in God. A little over 3 weeks will be September 16th, and here on the cross in the desert, I will talk. I will read from my book, Uprising, the story of Mahsa Amini, remembering that it was her unjust and cruel death that sparked a revolution of women and men standing up in Iran fearlessly against this evil regime. There will be a worldwide global rally in so many cities as together we join forces and raise our voices crying out for freedom for all Iranians. As long as I have done this program, I have committed to never stop until my friends are free. It's a commitment I will never back down from. And you as a listener may at times maybe tire of hearing this theme, but I cannot stop. I cannot be quiet. I cannot be silent until they're free. And I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being a constant, dedicated listener and standing with me for Iranian people to one day be free. God bless you. Have a great week. I will see you again on Thursday on the cross in the desert.